Hey, this is Joe Anderson from KBPS Class of 2024, now celebrating over 100 years of broadcast excellence. AM 1450 KBPS Portland and online at kbps.am.
Good morning. The time is 10:01 a.m. I'm Razor.
And I'm Jude, reporting live in the KBPS News Sound Center on Summer Sound 2025.
Now, there's a lot happening in Portland's basketball world. First, we're seeing the name for our WNBA team. Then there's the Blazers' new jerseys. But what else is there? Well, maybe we just found this out. The Portland Trail Blazers have been sold to the owner of the Carolina Hurricanes. The hockey team? KGW reports the Blazers have reached a tentative deal to sell the team for over $4 billion to the Hurricanes owner Tom Dundon. But it's always good to know that they have plans to stay in Portland. The group who is buying the team consists of Mark Czar, the co-president of Blue Owl Capital, and Portland native Sheil Tile, co-CEO of Collective Global. Dundon had also bought the Carolina Hurricanes in 2018 for $425 million, and according to SportsGo, will serve as the Blazers governor.
Make sure to be on the lookout for an emergency phone test tomorrow. According to KGW, Multnomah County is testing the wireless emergency alert system tomorrow at 2 p.m. Roughly a million devices will get alert notifications across the Portland metro area, although authorities have asked that people not call 911 because this is not an emergency. The test will likely span across both Multnomah County and Clackamas County.
It's always good to keep this in mind because these cause me high anxiety, so now that you know, look out. The second annual Rockstar Energy Open is returning to downtown Waterfront this weekend, Friday, August 15th to Sunday, August 17th. According to the Portland Tribune, last year's event drew about 25,000 fans to Tom McCall Waterfront Park. The weekend will be filled with live music, art installations, and interactive fan village. Featured athletes will include two-time Olympic gold medalist Keegan Palmer, fan favorite Chris Jocelyn, and men's street final champion Laser Crawford. This event is free to attend, so don't miss out on this occasion.
The Portland Pickles are off to the West Coast League Championship round. According to K2, the Pickles won against the Corvallis Knights 6-5 in the South Divisional playoff game. The Pickles took a one-run lead into the ninth inning when the Knights came up with a two-out walk, followed by a single to left field into scoring position. And then, boom, the Pickles closed out the victory when relief pitcher Carter Spites struck out the final batter. This is exciting as they have won a championship 1 year prior, so let's hope they can do it again.
I believe in them. This has been Summer Sound News on KBPS. I'm Razor.
And I'm Jude. We're back with your weather forecast after this.
WorkSource Oregon Employment Department presents Your Career, Your Choice. Being able to speak another language can be a very valuable career skill. Many jobs pay higher wages to employees who are bilingual. And as our economy becomes more and more global, the demand for employees with some bilingual skills will grow. Currently, one out of every seven households in the country speak a language other than English. Companies need to provide services to these potential customers, and they need employees who can interact with them. So if you want to improve your worth to an employer, learn another language. Your career, your choice. A message from WorkSource Oregon Employment Department.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay. Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Portland weather. Hey, it's your DJ Sydney back at you with the weather. The forecast today is sunny with a high of 83 degrees. Tonight, we got some increasing clouds with an overnight low of 60 degrees. Tomorrow, we're looking at some decreasing clouds and with a high of 76 degrees. Right now, we have clear skies and 99 degrees in Vancouver. We have clear skies and 73 degrees in Hillsborough. And it's currently clear and 70 degrees in the Rose City. Up next, to continue our brat-esque theme, we have Genie in a Bottle by Christina Aguilera.